Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll play some red-hot songs, we'll do some swinging, do some stepping out, fulfill a request, and celebrate the birthdays of Nacio Herb Brown and William Kernell. Longtime listeners Tom and Rita in England requested a vocal or instrumental version of Red Hot Mama. Well, we aim to please on this show, so in this Red Hot segment, they're gonna get both, beginning with Ben Selvin's Dance Orchestra.
Cakewalk uptown Manhattan. shake their fat and this and that and everything. Temperature cannot be higher. Where do people all perspire? Hot chocolate, what chocolate? You've got to call around. Cough, yes indeed. Step on it, boys, step on it. Tell them from Harlem, now can't you? Clothes are the loudest and gals are the proudest gals in town. Now Lenox Avenue, right near the Bronx, oh, where they're never blue but black and honest, where Lulu-Bell ladies are hotter than Hades. So get hot, you red hot Harlem.
We'll be right back.
The Georgia Melodeons, recording for Edison on September 2, 1924, and Red Hot Mama, written by Gilbert Wells, Bud Cooper, and Fred Rose. The vocalist there was Vernon Dalhart, who, although probably best known for being a country music star, started his career in opera and also sang popular songs and ballads about mining disasters and train wrecks. In a little compare and contrast action, we started the show with an instrumental version of Red Hot Mama, played there by Ben Sullivan's Dance Orchestra on a Vocalion 78 recorded a couple of months before the Georgia Melodeons in July of 1924. In between the Red Hot Mamas, we heard Adelaide Hall, herself a Red Hot Mama, with I'm Red Hot from Harlem. She was accompanied on that September 28, 1931 Oriole 78 by duo pianists Francis J. Carter and Benny Payne. I'm Red Hot from Harlem was written by Mack Gordon and Harry Revel and was followed by J.C. Johnson and his Five Sparks and Red Hot Hottentot, recorded by QRS, the Piano Roll Company, in February of 1929. And speaking of disasters and train wrecks, I'm Glenn Robison and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Composer William Kurnell was born last week on February 21st in 1891, and we'll have more about him later on in the show, but one of his compositions is Swinging on the Gate, which was recorded by the Revelers in 1927 but wasn't issued. That title, however, did suggest swinging as the subject for this next segment, and here to start it off are Freddie Jenkins' Harlem 7.
Then you riff in the key. When you sing to that.
Everybody feeling grand, swinging down the line. That's the time I miss the bliss that we might have known. Nights like this when I'm all alone. When the moon is on the rise, honey, I'm so blue. Watching lovers making eyes like we used to do. When the moon is on the wane, still I'm waiting all in vain. Should be swinging down the lane with you.
Underneath the trees, just you and I together, swaying in the breeze. And we'll be listening to a bluebird singing up above. He says he'll be the lookout while we're making love. As we go high low, playing peekaboo with all the stars up in the sky. High low, in a cradle made of dreams, you watch the clouds roll by. Nearest thing to heaven that I ever knew is swinging in a hammock all alone with you.
The British band of Jock McDermott and his New Carlton Players, who were swinging in a hammock in November of 1930. The vocalist was Fred Douglas, whom we heard a couple of weeks ago singing Ali Baba's Camel with the Rhythmic Troubadours. Swinging in a Hammock was written by Tot Seymour, Charles O'Flynn, and Pete Wendling. The Carlton in New Carlton Players refers to London's Carlton Hotel, which operated from 1899 to 1940 and was originally run by César Ritz and head chef Auguste Escoffier, both of whom had previously managed the Savoy Hotel. The Carlton Hotel was demolished in 1958. Before swinging in a hammock, Isham Jones and his orchestra were swinging down the lane on December 15, 1930. Isham Jones wrote the music, and the Gus Kahn lyrics were sung there by Frank Silvano. We began that swingin' set with Freddie Jenkins and his Harlem 7 with Swing 'em Down, recorded August 26, 1935. Freddie Jenkins performed triple duty, leading the band, playing trumpet, and singing the vocals, and Swingin' 'em Down was written by Freddie Jenkins and Adrian Rollini.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Another one of William Cornell's compositions that I don't have a recording of, or of which I don't have a recording, is Steppin' Along, but again, it suggested a segment topic. Here are Fowler's Washboard Wonders. The Knickerbockers, a Ben Selvin pseudonym, and Steppin' in Society from a Columbia 78 recorded May 26, 1925. That record was recorded electrically using Western Electric's patented system, but 13 days earlier, the same personnel, including Ben Selvin on violin, had recorded Steppin' in Society for Brunswick on their Vocalion label acoustically, without benefit of microphones or electrical amplification. When the Vocalion record was made, Columbia was in the process of converting from acoustic to electrical recording, which they did remarkably quickly. To give you an immediate idea of the difference in sound quality, here's the beginning of the acoustic version, which I've morphed into the electrical. An improvement in the sound of Ben Selvin's violin and the unidentified bass sax. Anyway, before Steppin' in Society, Jan Garber and his orchestra were steppin' around on November 13, 1926. The banjo solo was by Harry Reaser, who along with Ferdy Groffé wrote Steppin' Around. We began that steppin' set with Fowler's Washboard Wonders and Steppin' Old Fool, a Lemuel Fowler composition recorded September 24, 1925. The washboard player... Now, would that make him a washboardist or a washboarder? Probably just a washboard player. Was Stanley Harding, and Lem Fowler played piano. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, shamrockradio.com, and on iTunes as a podcast. Last week, February 22nd, marked the birth in 1896 in Deming, New Mexico, of composer Nacio Herb Brown. He attended the Manual Arts High School in Los Angeles, and his musical education started with instruction from his mother. After graduating from UCLA, he had careers in tailoring and real estate before becoming a songwriter. His first hits were Coral Sea in 1920 and When Buddha Smiles the following year, and in 1927 he became a member of ASCAP. He joined MGM in 1928 and wrote complete scores for films such as Broadway Melody of 1929, Going Hollywood, Greenwich Village, and The Kissing Bandit. He wrote songs for other films, including Hollywood Review and A Night at the Opera, but his biggest success was the score for Singin' in the Rain, written with longtime collaborator Arthur Freed. Other collaborators included Buddy DeSilva, Gus Kahn, Leo Robin, and Gordon Clifford. Nacio Herb Brown died in San Francisco on September 28, 1964, and was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 1970. He wrote some of the greatest standards of his era, including Singin' in the Rain, You Are My Lucky Star, You Were Meant for Me, The Doll Dance, and these.
Beneath the pale moonlight and too bold should I reveal exactly how I feel. Should I confess I love you?
Thank you.
your troubles there are out of style. On Broadway, always wear a smile. A million lights, they flicker there. A million hearts beat quicker there. No skies of gray on the great white way. That's the Broadway melody.
We started off our little tribute to Nacio Herb Brown with Victor Arden and Phil Oman and their orchestra, with Scrappy Lambert taking the vocal honors on Should I from the MGM picture Lord Byron of Broadway. That recording is from July 29, 1929, and Should I was co-written with Arthur Freed. Next, it was Dick Himber and his Essex House Orchestra with another Freed-Brown collaboration, Our Big Love Scene from the film Going Hollywood. That Vocalion 78 was waxed November 21, 1933, and the vocalist was Joey Nash. And I chose that record for this segment in part because Richard Himber's birthday was this past week on February 20th in 1907. We finished up with Ben Selvin and his orchestra once again, this time with the vocal by Jack Parker and Broadway Melody, yet another Freed Brown product. That's from February 13th, 1929.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
I made reference in the second and third segments of the show to William Kernell, K-E-R-N-E-L-L. Composer, songwriter, and pianist William Kernell was born February 21st, 1891, in New York City, and started his musical career as a song plugger for music publishers. After serving with the French Ambulance Service during World War I, he returned to the U.S. and wrote the scores for the Broadway shows Elsie Janus and Her Gang and Hello Lola. The musical revue Elsie Janus and Her Gang opened December 1, 1919 at George M. Cohan's Theater and included the song The Heine Fiftet.
What?
I don't know, but you had 55 chances to hear it. William Kernell joined ASCAP in 1921, and his chief collaborator was Dorothy Donnelly. He died of a heart attack on July 12, 1963, in Los Angeles. There aren't a whole lot of recordings of his songs, but I do have a couple. Here's the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra.
Thank you.
feeling when I'm feeling blue. Sometimes, Sally dear, it seems that maybe you will someday soon be dreaming too of just a shady dell where we can always dwell among the flowers in that land of make-believe. Sweet Sally, dreams are coming true. The day you say you love me half as much as I love you.
Thank you.
Ben Sullivan once again, this time as Ed Lloyd in his orchestra with Smith Ballou, providing the vocal on A Pair of Blue Eyes from March 10, 1930. We began our abbreviated tribute to William Cornell with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra and Sally of My Dreams. That recording is from November 21, 1928, and Sally of My Dreams was recorded by lots of other bands, including Ben Pollock, Earl Burnett, the Benson All-Star Orchestra, Sam Lennon, and Jack Hilton. I received a nice email written in Portuguese from new listener Caio in Brazil. Now, I don't know a word of Portuguese, but fortunately there's Google Translate, so I was able to find out that Caio is a fan of Bessie Tucker. Now, according to Google Translate, Bessie Tucker has many things to swing.
What?
I'm just reading the translation. Bessie Tucker was from East Texas, and as a blues singer and writer of songs about prison and railroads, I wouldn't say that she swings, but here for listener Caio is one of the 24 recordings, including alternate takes, that she made in two sessions for Victor, the first in Memphis, Tennessee in 1928, and the second in Dallas, Texas in 1929. Bessie Tucker, accompanied by K.D. Johnson on piano and presumably the second voice, Jesse Thomas on guitar, and an unidentified brass bass on Better Boot That Thing from August 10, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.